This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And as we're launching here into the third hour of this live Saturday edition, those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about cannabis here tonight as Nevada has been the first of the four most recent states that legalized it in 2016 at the ballot box, which was California, Nevada, and Massachusetts and Maine, to implement their recreational sales policies. 40 stores opened their doors today, many of them to hundreds of people who had lined up outside, some stores as many as 400 to 500 people waiting in line outside to get their hands on some marijuana legally for the first time ever. Incredible day for the folks out there. And, of course, other states surely are continuing to watch and wonder why they haven't done anything about this yet, why they're letting the precious revenue, the billions of dollars of taxpayer revenue, slip out of their hands, which, of course, on this show we don't support taxation of anything. But I do understand that that's generally how these legalization programs are going to go through. It's just that's the carrot you have to dangle in front of these politicians to make them do something. So it's good news, you know, because taxing is not good news, regulating is not good news, but it's still better than prohibition. It's better than locking peaceful people up. It's better than tearing apart families. It's better than ruining lives over a plant. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can share them with us. And Tony's on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, here's my story. I was on opiates for 10 years, and in the last 2 years I was on a pain patch along with my opiates, and they passed the law that you had to be drug tested, so I had to choose cannabis over my pain medicine, which I thought was a good decision because of the fact that I can only imagine what type of a shape my liver's in right now, but also they raised the tax on gas. And they outlawed the fake urine here, so you can't buy that now and pass a drug test. And so, you know, which I don't have any beef with that, but you know, it's too bad that they don't have a test where, you know, you can quit smoking pot 8 hours before you go to work, and then they could test you, and then, you know, like a breathalyzer, and then you could, you know, be on your merry way. But
right. It would be nice to know if there was some kind of test, whatever that test might be. It would be nice to know whether or not, like, you know, can a test tell whether someone is stoned right now? Not whether they've imbibed marijuana in the last 60 days. I've heard they have, but it's getting it just has to get less expensive. I imagine lots of governments and, you know, large companies are going to be investing in it and to see whether or not you know, workers are using it. But that's something that desperately needs to happen, is an affordable test for that.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate your call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Deborah. She's on the line listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Deborah.
Hi.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Last week, you had Bob come on from California, and he was rather upset.
What was he upset about? I don't recall.
What wasn't he upset about? He's legally blind. And can't drive.
Yeah. So this God, this very strange call. The guy claims to be blind. He's in some sort of a house he can't leave because he's also crippled in some way. So he can't like just walk away. And he needed to get
a
ride somewhere.
And the government watches him and whatever.
Right. Yeah, he's paranoid.
He specifically mentioned black helicopters too.
Yep. That's how you know, Mark. When they're
mentioned Coast to Coast radio show.
That's correct. Yes.
Which we get here, and I would like him either to call you guys, and I can give you my number so that he can send his number to me. Or
well, we don't have any way of getting in touch with him. And I don't want you to give out your phone number over national radio for obvious reasons. There's weird people listening.
What I'm suggesting is that he call and leave you his number, and I imagine he's listening. And I'm also going to call Coast to Coast and do the same thing. If he can leave his number with either of you people, then I will.
Well, you are welcome to do that. We can put you on hold with our operator, our board operator, and you know, he can take your number down, Deborah. And if Bob wants to,
it's very kind of you.
He's certainly welcome to call in at 855-450 free, like freedom. And then, you know, of course, that would require Bob to be, you know, identifiable as the same Bob from last week, and not be somebody who wants to just
some new crazy lunatic
date Deborah or something like that. But you know, if you want to give out your phone number to strangers, that's your business. It's your phone number. There
sounds
are
like a very nice lady.
Yes, that is very nice. And there are risks involved, Deborah. I hope that you know, are aware of that. I think Bob was probably being honest with us as far as what he believes his situation to be. I don't know if I buy the black helicopters watching him.
I don't believe necessarily his assessment. I do believe his that he believes his assessment.
Yes, and I suspect that it's probably true that he is legally blind, and maybe true that he is crippled in some way. And so, again, last week I invited him to give his number out to anyone who wanted to help him out, but he didn't want to do that. So, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we'll see if we can get our board operator to take her number down. As you can bring up anything you want, we have Dean in Virginia Beach. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark. Nice to hear you guys on the radio tonight. You know, I'd just like to comment from a clinical point of view. And unfortunately, I believe most of the people that listen to your broadcast are pretty much free thinkers, and the people that really, you know, need to hear it probably aren't listening. But, you know, when I hear this comparison of, when I hear this comparison of alcohol and cannabis, the amount of deaths that are related to alcohol are so underreported. It's not even funny. You know, they talk about someone who's involved in an accident as a drunk driver or cirrhosis of the liver. They never talk about the tremendous amount of suicide, heart failure, kidney failures, all kinds of things that are related to alcohol consumption.
Right.
And when I say from a clinical point of view, I work with veterans with PTSD.
Yep.
And the suicide rate among the veterans that you hear about, the percentage is over 60% who had some kind of alcohol related before they committed suicide.
Yeah,
When you talk to these veterans with PTSD, they will all tell you that it's a whole lot better in their lives smoking a joint than it is hitting a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they don't commit suicide. They get through it. They get a service animal. They get into things. And it's not even, in my professional world, it's not even a fair comparison to even compare alcohol to cannabis.
They're
not in the same ballpark. And I believe personally that alcohol is probably the most powerful drug that has ever been manufactured over heroin, cocaine, or anything, because it allows people to function in their daily lives and still kill themselves.
Yeah,
I absolutely agree with you. So when thinking about suicide, oftentimes people will plan the suicide, but they use alcohol to sort of help them get through it, to, you know, either mask the pain or whatever it is that they're going to do, but it also, you know, it prevents them from stopping at that last moment. So if you've got the gun against your head and you're drunk, you're more likely to pull the trigger than if you're not. And that's why I think it's, you know, I agree with you that it doesn't get its due by any stretch of the imagination.
I think you really made a strong point here tonight. I mean, alcohol and all its that's already associated with it is bad enough. But when you factored in all the things you mentioned, I mean, it's just absolutely horrifying. Now, of course, that doesn't mean alcohol should be prohibited, but people should be aware.
Well, I mean, I'm a libertarian,
right,
and I'm not against alcohol. That's
sure,
not my point.
In moderation. No,
yeah,
you made
point is that it's accepted in society as normal. And I think there's a group of people that's been around for about 80 years,
yep,
that actually has, okay, this entire fellowship.
More coming up here in a moment.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can die. on the radio. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Cannabis, alcohol, we've been talking about drugs here tonight as Nevada has legalized cannabis for recreational use and sale, and today was day number one where 40 different recreational facilities were able to open their doors, some opening up at 12 this morning, right when they legally could, to lines of hundreds of people waiting outside to get a glimpse and get their hands on some legal cannabis. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on the radio, 855-450-3733. We go to Rose. She's in Indianapolis listening on WIBC. Hello, Rose.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, super. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay, well, this kind of goes back to the insurance tirade you were just on a few minutes ago. My question is, they never detailed how many were from out of state as opposed to that were in state.
You're talking about the car accidents in, like, Colorado and Washington, the states that legalized it? Yeah.
I mean, they just kind of did a generalization, but, you know, they could break that down further and look, you know, at more points. For years, we've been saying, like, go ahead and legalize it. You might have less crime. So I know the old story was kids are always, you know, stealing from the parents or whoever to pay for their marijuana or whatever.
It's probably not as common with marijuana, but I bet it's happened. I mean, I knew somebody who, I don't know if you consider it a crime, but it's not a nice thing to do. He took money out of his wife's purse to buy some marijuana once. Yes, some people are doing things they shouldn't in order to get enough money to buy some pot.
But
you're probably not seeing too many robberies, though, over it, I don't think.
Right, yeah. But that is considered a robbery, stealing from your parents or your wife.
Well, no, a robbery is generally where you point a weapon at somebody or threaten to have a weapon and sort of rob them in person. That would be a theft or stealing of something. It's bad, but not as bad.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of fine points you could pull from this or whatever. They always said that marijuana was the gateway drug. But, you know,
that's
get
a
over
lot.
It.
Well, yeah. It's not even true.
Well,
I mean,
it's a gateway drug in the sense that it's illegal. I mean, you know, once people try a drug and it's illegal, then they're more likely to try the other illegal drugs. If marijuana wasn't illegal, then it wouldn't be as much of one.
It doesn't have to do with anything about the chemical construction of cannabis. It's the
right,
areas
in
which it's sold, the circumstances.
But, you know, I'm a nurse. Been a nurse for over 40 years, and the standing joke is nurses are the biggest pushers there are. Because we're giving meds out all the time at the hospital.
Sure.
I spent 23 years in surgery, so I was pushing meds. Technically.
Thanks for your service.
My pleasure. But, you know, just like there are so many other drugs out there other than marijuana that kids can get a hold of without even the parents realizing it. Because I'm sorry, but most parents are fools because they're not watching what's going on with their kids.
And how can they? I mean, the children these days are raised with computers from day one, and almost always the young person in any household is probably more technically adept than their parents are. So, even if their parents are looking through their phones, they probably have ways of, like, hiding their secret chats.
Well, in all likelihood, if she's talking about prescription drugs, I mean, the kids are getting it out of the medicine cabinet, and the parents probably just aren't paying attention.
Yeah, that could be as well. Rose, thanks for your... Oh, go ahead.
I said it didn't just have to be their parents. It could have been from their grandparents or whoever, neighbor's friends or whatever. There's so many
I've watered down some bottles of liquor in the past, too.
Yep.
I was going to get to that one.
That's an old trick. Thanks for the call, Rose. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I bet my grandmother would have given me the liquor if I would have just asked for it, but I didn't do that.
Yeah, I imagine that's a little disappointing when you go to try your liquor in the liquor cabinet and you notice it just doesn't have the punch that you were expecting it to.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know much about watering down liquor. I know that my parents never had a liquor cabinet. They very rarely would even have wine in the house. I mean, like, maybe once a year there'd be a bottle of wine in the fridge, but that's about it. So I never really had those opportunities. But I knew friends who did. Does it mix with the water, or is it the water kind of settles? It does mix?
Yeah. Okay. Well, if it... gin or vodka, it would, and these are the ones. So my grandmother drank gin, and my mother had vodka in the house. But my mother almost never drank the vodka, so, you know, pretty soon I just had to steal the bottle. And I don't think she ever knew.
Well, if there was a whole bunch of bottles, then...
No, there wasn't.
No?
It was one.
Oh, wow.
It was a Smirnoff Silver, and I don't even know if they make that still.
She just wasn't paying attention.
Well, I mean, if you don't drink it,
right.
You're going to go back at some point and say, I wonder what happened to that bottle.
Yeah. Okay, oh, well. Good point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Carol. She's in Alabama listening online. Hello, Carol.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, look, that whole bottle of wine thing, okay, like, I so took one of my cousin's bottles of, I think it was like a wine cooler or something, and I refilled it with colored water. I shouldn't have done it, but I really wanted something to calm me down. I was going through a hard time, you know. But then she came to me and asked me about drinking this other liquor that I didn't even touch.
Wow. How old were you when you did that?
Oh, God, I don't even know. Like, freaking out. It was between... between getting over one and jumping into the bed with a few others and then get back to him. You know,
okay, it was over a boy. I thought it was man issues or relationship issues there.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing nowadays?
I'm really crappy. You know, like, I mean, I left the same dude. Okay? And I put myself through rehab. Okay? And whenever I got through, you know, like, whenever I got done paying for my rehab and the thing, the payee's fee, because I was on a...
What does rehab cost these days? How many days were you in rehab, and what did they charge you for, like, 10 grand?
I was in there for a year, and they charged me $600 a month.
Oh, my God.
$600 a month.
How much?
$600 a month.
$600 a month? That's cheap.
Most people paid, like, $645, $650, something like that.
Hold on. Were you staying there, or was it like a day thing where you went during the day?
No. This is like in-house. Like,
yeah, this is you paying for your own prison sentence is what that is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
What, who ran it? Who ran that? I mean, was it a private company or was it the state?
No. I do not mention their names. I do not put their names in my mouth.
All right.
Freddie and George.
Fair enough. Do you feel like it helped you? Did the rehab help you?
It did. It absolutely helped me. You know, and okay. I did really great there, you know, for a little bit. You know, like, when I first got out of rehab, you know, like, I didn't have a car, and I didn't have I didn't have nobody that I knew in the area because I was new to the area. But, you know, they said, well, it's okay, you know, like, we'll come and get you, and we'll take you to the grocery store, and we'll take you to the doctor, you know, until you figure something out. Well, they didn't. Whenever I called them, you know, for help, and they didn't have time. And I was right down the road for them, you know, And I understand there was, like, some women in there. I get that.
Okay. Carol, I want to thank you for your call tonight. I'm glad it worked out for you. Thank you for sharing with us here tonight. Wow. That seems really cheap for rehab.
It
600
does.
Bucks a month. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We talked somewhat about Bitcoin earlier in the show here tonight, but if you're new to Bitcoin, and many of you listening probably are, Bitcoin is amazing, and you really ought to take some time out to learn about it. Best place to go to do that, to get started and learn the basics about Bitcoin, is Bitcoin.com. Easy
sure is.
URL to remember, Bitcoin.com. Go start there. But even if you're not just getting started, maybe you're into Bitcoin. Maybe you've been into it for a while. You want to get the latest news headlines? They've got a great news section over at news.bitcoin.com. They've even got games you can play with your Bitcoin and a Bitcoin forum that is not censored like some places that purport to talk about Bitcoin. You go to Bitcoin.com. Whether you're new or experienced, you'll find something of value there. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Mike is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good hey. Show.
Thanks. You're
hey,
on the air.
All right, on. I think the stigmatism of weed is finally getting taken away. I've, as a guy who struggled with, you know, the alcohol thing over the years, mm-hmm. the the dangers of a bottle of vodka or a bottle of whiskey sitting on a shelf makes anyone's argument about pot moot to me. The lives that are destroyed over alcohol, like you guys were talking earlier about the removing inhibitions and the suicides that happen that probably may have not happened without it. I think it's a great thing to see it coming along, and the more guys like you guys talk about it out there, the faster it's going to happen, man. Good job, guys.
Thanks, Mike. I do appreciate the props. Anything else you want to share?
Nah, that's it, man. Have a good night, guys.
You too. Thanks for the call, Mike. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I agree with him. I mean, the stigma is being removed, not just by the fact that it's being legalized. That comes after the fact, right? So the politicians always come later. They're always, right. You know, they trail popular culture. They trail what people actually want. People have been wanting marijuana legalized for decades, but now it's finally happening here in the 21st century.
Yeah, people, you know, I think that now we're seeing a majority of the public, and as evidenced by referendums and that sort of thing, you know, plebiscites, we're now seeing a majority of the voting public, in fact, wanting to see recreational marijuana legalized because they're seeing that medicinal marijuana hasn't had, you know, the fire and brimstone results that mm-hmm. we were told they were going to have. This is what the drug warriors had and the DARE programs and these sorts of things all along was is they had fear-mongering.
It's a drug, not medicine.
And it's, you know, that fear-mongering, we're beginning to see, I don't know if they were telling the truth.
They weren't. They never have been.
I think that there's some truths that are in there. I don't think that, you know, setting combusting plant material and inhaling it into your lungs is a particularly good idea.
So eat it.
And really, fine. All of those things are fine. I'm just saying that, you know, at their core, they took some, you know, some truths, and then they blew them up, they twisted them, and turned them into untruths.
For sure. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Dave. He's in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Dave. Dave, in Virginia. Going once. He's gone. Let's continue here with, I believe we have Elvis. He's alive, and he's calling from Washington State, listening to KVKW. Hey, Elvis.
Hey, I was just wondering. I love you guys' show, but I was just wondering what they do with all the taxes they collect. Do they do anything good with it, or is it going to politicians' pockets?
Oh, of course it's going to politicians. I mean, of course they're not doing anything good with it.
They were
here in Washington, it goes for educational purposes, but I doubt that.
Well, what they do is, that little trick is, it goes to education, but then they just withdraw the public monies that they were going to spend on education
and put it somewhere else.
Other stuff. So, since money's fungible, it doesn't really, you know, make a difference.
Yeah, they're just lying. I mean, politicians are scum of the earth, and you can't trust them as, you know, far as you can throw them.
I agree. I totally agree.
But that's just
but
the way it's going to be in most of these states.
I wanted to find out, because they're not very transparent here in Washington, anyway.
Of course not. No, well, you can count on one thing. A politician is going to reward their friends and punish their enemies with your money. That's what they're going to do.
Yep.
And,
I see that.
Yep. Hey, Elvis, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Sounded a little young to be.
He's probably not the king. It makes you wonder if the name Elvis, this just wasn't used a lot. Was it more popular before Elvis was born or after? Did he popularize the name? Because you don't hear it very much.
That's a good question. And you would have thought that he would have popularized it, right? Like
I would think
people
so.
People name their daughters Britney these days more often after, like, Britney Spears.
I'm not sure they name them after Britney Spears, but it's certainly a name that's gotten more popular over the last couple of decades, no doubt. I mean, and what happened to names like Habakkuk and Obadiah, right? Like, those have just died out.
Thank
but
goodness.
But they were the thing back in the day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, you know, you don't find a lot of Zebulons.
No, you sure don't. Let's continue here. We've got Larry. He's in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, I'm in Mississippi, Moss Point, Mississippi.
Excellent.
I was just wondering, I'm 63 years old, and, you know, I've been using cannabis for a lot of years, and it's done nothing but benefit me. You know, health-wise and other things keep me out of jail from other drugs, you know.
Absolutely.
But how would we go about getting that on the ballot in Mississippi? See, I originally came from California.
Good question. I don't know if Mississippi, and Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
If your state is east of the Mississippi River, it's unlikely you're going to be able to find just an easy way to get it on the ballot.
Why do you? Just because that's more of a Western thing, ballot initiatives?
Yeah, ballot initiatives sort of came along later, and the constitutions that were written later were more likely to have these.
Right. We don't have it here in New Hampshire, so I don't know. I know that in Florida, where we're from, Mark, they do have an initiative, but it's for an amendment to the Constitution.
Right, and you got
to
get 2/3 of the vote.
Right, and although I did hear that Florida got medical marijuana to some extent, I didn't even remember hearing the news about that, but somebody who lives down there told me that that's the case now. I don't know if that was ballot related or if the legislature.
I believe it was ballot related.
They did do it through the ballot? Okay, well, that's good to know. So there may be something, but unfortunately, given that we're talk show hosts, we know a little bit about a lot of things. But we don't necessarily know about all the individual political systems and all
that. I can look it up, but then again, so can anybody with a computer right. That's hooked to the internet.
Yep, that's true.
I recommend startpage.com. That way your search isn't tracked.
All right, let's go to Adam in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Adam.
Hi. Unfortunately, in Indiana, the trend is... Well, with the legislature, there are some that are for it and some that are against it, but our recently elected Attorney General Curtis Hill actually took the odd step of writing an op-ed. I've not seen it in detail. I think the Indianapolis Star, warning legislators against trying to legalize marijuana, which seems odd since he's with the executive branch and they're right with the legislative branch, but what do I know?
Right. I mean, this is what so often you'll find people in the executive branch that say things like, hey, we just enforce the laws. If you don't like it, go through the legislative process, get it changed. And that suggests that they're just, automatons, myrmidons, charged with obeying the law, and they simply must do what they must do. And it's on its face a bald-faced lie when you see stuff like this. Now, they often go to the state house and they'll testify, but they usually don't take the great step to go and get, to get press for their particular opinions. This guy should keep his effing mouth shut is what he should do, and do his job. And his job is to prosecute people who break the law. Now,
but he wants to keep prosecuting these
right,
people.
He wants to go after peaceful marijuana.
It's a lot easier to pad your conviction record with people who have a plant rather than having to do some investigation work and put together a real case.
You ought to investigate Colorado, Washington, Portugal, Amsterdam, and see how these places are.
Well, these prosecutors are not compassionate, good human beings in a lot of ways. Hey, thanks, Adam, for the call tonight. 855 453. We got time for you in the remaining moments coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. Our number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can help support Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing on the air, then please join the AMP program. It's $5 a month, and it's money that we invest back into Free Talk Live so we can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country. We have over 170 great radio stations carrying the show throughout the week at various different times. And we can have more than that. It just takes some marketing effort and some dollars. And we can also bring new internet listeners on board as well. And you'll get cool perks because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only podcast. We now have the AMP badge for Free Talk Live badge for amplifiers that you can use on our Free Talk Live forum, the brand new forum that we have. You can get all of that if you become an amplifier for $5 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, as well as Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Paul. He's in Indianapolis. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment with regards to the gateway drug theory.
Yeah.
And why is marijuana a gateway drug? One of the things that I think contributes to marijuana being a gateway drug is all of the completely BS propaganda that has surrounded it for so long. When so many of us have personal experience with it and other experience, and then we hear all these awful things about it, they're just obviously false. It undermines the word of anybody who's trying to discourage people from using it, as well as other drugs. So we learn with marijuana that these guys are full of crap when they're talking about
right. negative effects and the consequences of doing it. And so then we go ahead and extend that to the next logical step. Well, they're lying about everything else, too.
Yeah. Yep, that's a good point.
And then you go on and get yourself in some real trouble with some substances that have some real negative side effects.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that definitely affects especially younger people. You know, they get all these lies thrown at them in the DARE class, for instance, in school. And I think it's true. I think to some extent that was my experience. I learned that cannabis wasn't this horrible thing that they had told me that it was. And it really made me question. I think it's what really turned me into a libertarian, ultimately, was because it made me question, like, well, if they're lying to me about something as benign as this substance, marijuana, this plant, you know, what other lies is the government telling? And it turns out quite a few.
Yeah, I think that what people, you know, when they talk about the gateway drug theory, it's very true that when I was a kid, it was likely that if you found your marijuana dealer, that you might be able to get some LSD from them or some other drug. And then, you know, perhaps if you found somebody else might be selling something. And pretty soon you've got a drug dealer willing to sell anything that, you know, on down the line.
Sure.
And
yeah,
it's
you're
true
on the
it's a gateway
now.
Drug in that sense, but it's only a gateway drug because it was made illegal. And it's now in the hands of somebody selling it out of the side of a duplex or whatever.
Right.
And if it hadn't have been illegal, then it wouldn't be any more of a gateway drug than alcohol, which, you know, I spent a reasonably good amount of my Friday evenings attempting to procure.
Right. All right. Well, I agree. Well, that's
good
all I
call,
have for
man.
You.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks
I
for
really
having
appreciate
me on.
It's our pleasure. That's what we do. Thank you for the call. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To Brian in Minnesota, in the northern part of the state, listening to WNNT. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Say, I'd like to address the situation with chronic pain. I mean, they legalized medical marijuana in Minnesota. However, people on Social Security, like myself, and need these medications, the opiates, to even function, you know, to have any kind of quality of life. And, you know, we're stuck in a rough place here because the doctors want to take away the medication from us so that you got to deal with a lot more pain and lose quality of life. But there's no insurance that covers medical marijuana. So, you know, it's just a toss-up thing, man, you know.
Well, the good news is you can grow it. So, I mean, if the cost is an issue, then you can always just put some seeds in. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't give legal advice. I don't know if you can grow it in Minnesota. Some states,
no.
they don't allow that.
Well, you can grow it. I don't know if you're allowed to grow it.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's a way to solve the cost issue, right? Because it is a weed, and it grows pretty prolifically. It's pretty easy to grow it. I mean, there are things you can do to grow it more effectively, obviously. But, man, I remember years ago in Florida just throwing a bunch of seeds out. And just, oh, look, they're sprouting up, you know? I had to run over them with a damn lawnmower because I didn't want the neighbors to see.
Yeah,
anyway, there you go.
That's just it, you know. We're going to be forced to break the law and grow our own.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, and then you run the risk of getting thrown in jail.
Well, that's true, but the good news
just
is...
Just don't tell anybody.
Well, okay. Well, right. Yeah, if you tell one person, you're done.
Right. Secret's not a secret when you tell somebody.
Right, right. So, I mean, you're probably going to be able to get away with growing a little bit. It's probably not going to put you on anybody's radar, but even if it does happen, even if you do, you know, the worst-case scenario, you do get arrested, you do get charged with felony manufacturing... the good news is you might be able to beat the rap. I mean, if you end up going into a courtroom and you get a jury and you can, you know, tell them about jury nullification, I don't know if it's legal to do that in Minnesota. Probably isn't. But if you can somehow encourage the jury to vote their conscience and vote not guilty, which is one of the things we can do legally here in New Hampshire, is talk to people about jury nullification. If that jury does nullify the verdict, then that's a real smack in the face for whatever prosecutor brought those charges. And I think we're getting closer and closer to a world where juries are more and more likely to reject marijuana-related charges just because odds are on that jury somebody smoked some pot at some point in their life.
What's the point of having a jury if they can't vote their conscience, you know?
Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. He's totally got that stoner laugh. Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah, what do you think about legalized cannabis? You in favor of it?
Well, you know what? I want to expose the lie. Did you know one of the astronauts, he was going to come out on the TV and tell the truth about the fake lunar landing?
Oh, you're one of those.
He got bumped off. I don't know
he
what he
what?
Said, but he
bumped
got
off. Who was it? Who got killed?
Well, he was supposed to come out on the press conference.
Who?
And he was going to be on TV and say
who?
That it was all a hoax. And they shut him up real quick because he was dead. They found him dead at 84. So, you're right. You talk about they lie about the
Sarah.
Marijuana.
Sarah, who is it?
I don't really know. This was what I was told.
Well, this is a terrible story because not only were you, you know, told something, you don't know who it is. You're repeating hearsay basically at this point, and it's like the worst kind of hearsay where it's like, somebody told me something about this astronaut who was gonna do this thing, and it turns out he got murdered. Well, you don't even know who it is, so there's not even any way to easily check the claim.
I don't know, but you know what? There was another one. He came out of the restaurant. One guy asked him, did you really go to the moon? And then he checked him.
Buzz Aldrin? Was that Buzz Aldrin, that one? That sounds familiar.
Yeah. He got so angry that he punched him. You know what I mean? For asking him a question. Now, if he did...
Well, that's not appropriate, obviously. I mean, that's not a way to handle a heckler. That's not a way to handle a critic. I mean, he would have been better off just laughing and, you know, walking away or something like that. Because it is absurd. I mean, it's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. I'm surprised you... Where did you hear about this one, Sarah? Because you don't use the internet. Was this Coast to Coast AM? Was that what you were listening to?
I don't know. Some kind of radio station.
Some kind of radio
station. I don't remember how. But why would he, why would he act like that? You know?
It's very rude. I agree with you.
He probably says to himself, I risked my life and, my children being fatherless in order to walk on the moon. And then this jerk thinks that I didn't do it. This is my biggest achievement in life. And pow, you know, like that could very well be the reason.
It's a crappy thing to do. There's no doubt about it.
You shouldn't punch people, but maybe you're tired of hearing this over and over again.
I don't think it has anything to do with him trying to cover up the truth about the moon landing, which is what you're intimating with your suggestions there.
You have to live in a lie. When you're confronted with a lie, you act in an aggressive manner.
Not necessarily.
People act in aggressive manners all the time.
Anybody who feels threatened will act in an aggressive manner, and you know, this was could have been just threatening his manhood, like Mark was suggesting. Or maybe he was drunk. I mean, who knows? He was coming out of a bar, you said, or a restaurant or something like that. So maybe he had a couple too many and just knocked the dude out.
Or
whatever.
This is one more lie that the government tells. That marijuana is a drug is a lie. A lunar landing is a lie.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Health insurance will be affordable. We build the roads. We'll keep the roads nice and safe for you.
All right. We're out of time for tonight here, and you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy it, Nevada.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.